For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwick Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. No me, no the voice, no the guy. It's me, really real, feeling real, to our firm, Jr. here at your service. And we are back on a Sunday edition. Took day off yesterday. Had some Wi-Fi problems all day yesterday, and it just wasn't, with my schedule, it just was not coming into fruition how I would have wanted. And the timing was just off. I couldn't get in front of the microphone to record at all when the Wi-Fi was actually working. So, you know, it is what it is. But and I'm pretty sure it was a bad day. You know, it was 2 days ago. I don't remember. I think it was a bad day. I don't know. Oh, we had Philly. The last time was when we was talking about the Philly game. And Melton cashed for us. I don't think James Harden cashed. He was like 2 for 9. He hit 2 threes early and then didn't hit another. And then Philly got ran out the gym towards the end of that game. So we back here with another slate. And this is game 4s. We have Philly 76 and 76ers and the Celtics game 4, Nuggets and the Suns game 4. A couple of plays going to get you really in and out really, really quickly. Before we do that, got to talk to you about betonline.ag, your number one source for all basketball info, stats, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, player props, player reports, all of that for this year's basketball playoffs. BetOnline is your sports information headquarters. They have you covered from basketball to MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing, everything you need. Head over to the website or use your mobile device and get in on the action. Be sure to use promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive 50% off your welcome bonus of your first deposit. Well, not 50% off, but you get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Okay. So let's start with the Sixers and the Celtics here. So there's a couple of things that I like here. And I'll go ahead and give you side and total. We didn't get Philly last time. I'm pretty sure we're going to get them today. This is the day that they go out there and win. They, you know, you did what you were supposed to do with no Joel Embiid. You got to win on the road, and then you kind of blew it in game 3 with a really, really good chance to try to go up 3-1 going back to Boston. So now I think Boston understands they did what they needed to do and just come here and get a win. While they're still going to be going out here and try to take a 3-1 lead on the road, Philly is a very good home team. Philly's not going to give up home court that easy. I think Philly responds today. I like Philadelphia on the money line. I also getting positive reverse line movement in this game. 65% of the bets, 55% of the money on Boston, but the line went from opening at 2.5 down to 2 now. So reverse line movement in this game, very good trend for me. And just like thinking that Philly is going to slow things down, Joel Embiid is going to have a better game as he gets his legs under him more. He's going to have a lot better of a game, even though he had 30 last game, but he's going to have a lot better of a game and be able to really, really carry his team. Hopefully James Harden can, you know, remember how to shoot the basketball after game 1. That'd definitely help. But I think Tyrese Maxey also has a pretty solid game as well. I think the star for Philly and pull them out a win. So Philly plus, I'm taking the money line at plus 110. I'm also taking under 213.5. I think Philly wins. I think it goes under because Philly finally locks in on defense and realizes that Boston is getting a lot of easy looks, whether it's from three, whether it's from the, you know, right underneath the basket. Like, they need to have some type of protection. Joel Embiid has been really good for them defensively coming back. I think that they can only get stronger at home in a must-win game. You know, this is basically a must-game. You do not want to go down 3-1 with 2 games back in Boston. So I like the under here. I think it's a slower pace. Boston has shown that they are not going to make any adjustments to try to speed up the 76ers. They're perfectly fine running a slower pace if that's what the 76ers want. And I think that's what's going to be a little bit more of an inefficient game with a very slow pace. Give me the under 213.5 for the Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. First two plays of the day. All right, let's go on to the night game with Phoenix and Denver. I do really like Phoenix to win this game. It looks like the sharps are on Denver. 51% of the bet, 74% of the money is on Denver. That actually pushed the line from 4 to -2.5. So that's some positive movement if you like Denver. I like Philly. Not Philly. I like Phoenix in this one. But I'm not playing the side in this one. I am going to give out a ladder. I'm going to play a prop, and I'm going to ladder that prop as well. So Campaign has 6 assists in the first game without Chris Paul. Chris Paul is not playing in this one. His assists is at 5.5 at -135. Kevin Durant had 8. Devin Booker had 9. Majority because those two have the ball in their hands a lot. Who's going to do a majority of the scoring for this team? Probably going to be those two players. DeAndre Ayton did not get going in that last game. He was 2-for-6, 4 points. I expect to see a little bit more of pick and roll and Monty saying, hey, he may not be my favorite player, but we got him out here. We got to use him. And we have to really attack the lack of rim protection for the Denver Nuggets. Guess what? They did that last game and they got a lot of easy buckets on it. So I would like to think that DeAndre Ayton helps me out a little bit more with this. Maybe we get some Ayton and Payne pick and rolls. Or maybe we get a nice drive and it's an 8 underneath the basket. That helps this as well. But I think Campaign can have a really, really good day assist with the assist today. And just saying that he's able to eat off Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, even though there is a good majority of time that those two have the ball in their hands as well. So I'm going Campaign over 5.5 assists. And I'm taking my shot with the ladder. So give me 8 assists at +270 and give me 10 assists at 8-1. I think he can really, really sneaky have a really, really good day assist and maybe even get a double-double. Like, I'm not ruling out Campaign just putting up a bunch of assists because they push the pace with him. When he's running the point, they're pushing the pace, they're running the floor, and he can get a lot of those easy, easy transition buckets and the assist just comes his way. So, yeah, I'm taking my shot on Campaign today. I think Campaign can have a solid day. And that's it, people. I told you, it's an in and out. Very, very quick in and out for the episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we have Philly on the money line, +110. The under in that game, 213.5. And then we have Campaign over 5.5 assists, -135. And laddering his assists, 8 +270, 10, 8-1. Campaign can really, really make this a really good day. Like, he can make it a very, very good day. And I just think that, you know, everybody's focused on Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and the amount of assists that they're getting, but a couple of things go his way, and he's right there. Campaign is right there. So, all right. If you're not already, make sure you're subscribed to the pod, everything like that. Make sure you follow us at HW Culture Pod on Twitter. Follow me at @ReallyReal_. And leave a review wherever you get your podcast. Please, please leave a review. Need that. Appreciate that. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.